Earth and Sky.
In December of 2009, NASA launched a space telescope called the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, or WISE.
So what WISE is trying to do is to make an atlas of the universe.
You're listening to Ned Wright, principal investigator of the WISE Space Telescope.
So by looking in the infrared, we can see room temperature objects like asteroids. We can also see through clouds of dust.
Dr. Wright said that WISE will orbit Earth through the year 2010 and scan the entire sky in infrared light. Dr. Wright said the WISE Space Telescope will examine dusty regions in space where stars are being born.
And so the regions where stars are forming most rapidly are in things called ultraluminous infrared galaxies. Ultraluminous infrared galaxies are making thousands of solar masses of new stars per year.
For comparison, he said, our Milky Way galaxy creates only about one solar mass of new stars per year. What's more, Dr. Wright said WISE is expected to discover other objects, such as new asteroids and brown dwarfs, too dark and cold to be seen yet.
Well, WISE will look at everything in the universe, and this is really the most important thing about it. So it's a legacy. It's like a library in which people can study for years after the mission is done.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.